This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, December 9th, 2012. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
And joining us now is Katie Henriksen, host of Sunday Symphony.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
What do we have? What do we have on this evening?
Three symphonic works. We've got something from a Swedish composer, Hugo Alfvén. His dates are 1872 to 1960. We have Brahms Symphony No. 2. Actually, both those symphonies, weirdly enough, I didn't even notice, they were symphonies, they're second symphonies, and they're both D major. And then a Benjamin Britten piece. It's actually the first symphonic work he composed at age 26 in 1940. That's his Symphonia de Requiem.
So he's a little bit younger.
Yeah, he is. He's a 20th century composer. So yeah.
And as you were walking in the studio, you were mentioning something about the Britten Symphony. He was commissioned to write it.
Yeah, there's a really fascinating history behind that work, and you know, off the top of my head, I won't be able to recall the exact details, but he was 26. He had not come up as a famous composer yet, but the Japanese Empire at the time was looking for composers to compose works on the event of the 2600th anniversary of the establishment of the Japanese Empire, and they approached the British government, who then approached Britten to compose a work. So they commissioned, in essence, a work from Britten, Benjamin Britten, and he decided he would write something, but he made it a requiem, which offended the Japanese. And it was also it took names from a Roman mass, Roman Catholic mass. So for many reasons, the Japanese decided not to use the work, and Britten himself is an avowed pacifist, so he had obvious reasons for wanting to make it a requiem. He was making statements, even if he tried to like say that it wasn't a statement of anything, because it was shortly before all the things happened in World War II with the bombing of Pearl Harbor and everything else that ensued in World War II. So, but that all he composed that all before that happened,
and so also Brahms.
Brahms Symphony No. 2, and the interesting thing about this is a recording Cele Bedache. He's a Romanian conductor, famous conductor, who died in 1996. Now, he has interesting philosophy on recordings. He actually says that recordings cannot obtain a transcendental experience outside the concert hall. And so he actually really, during his lifetime, he didn't really want any recordings issued when he was conducting anything. But posthumously, his family, his widow, and his son have decided to release some of the recordings. But he has a very fascinating philosophy on,
So he argued that the experience you could have in the live concert hall could not be replicated,
right?
Or at least could not be transcendent on record,
right?
Which makes sense.
It does make sense, but not everything has to be transcendent. Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, yeah. So the liner notes in this recording actually go into detail about all that and why they decided that they were going to issue these recordings. And I mean, for obvious reasons, people couldn't get to that concert hall. They couldn't hear. Some people will never be able to get to a concert hall and hear something. And with a recording, we can bring it to you in your house. You know, so
who's to say that you're not going to have a wonderful experience listening to it in your house?
Yes,
or in your car.
It's a different experience,
exactly.
To be sure.
Exactly.
So,
which you can do tonight.
That's right, at 7.
Thank you, Katie.
Thanks, guys.